It's six o'clock. This is Independent Radio News. Her Majesty, the Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, has died. An announcement was made by Buckingham Palace a short while ago. Peter Russell reports on the life of Her Majesty.
When the Queen Mother was born, Victoria was on the throne and the Prime Minister was the Marquess of Salisbury. It was 1900 and the young Lady Elizabeth Bowes Lyon might never have thought she would see out the century and see in the new millennium. When she married Bertie, the shy, stuttering son of George V, she could scarcely have thought that one day she would be Queen. But the abdication of Edward VIII led to Bertie being crowned George VI, and Elizabeth was the new mistress of Buckingham Palace. Soon Britain was at war against Hitler, and the King and Queen developed the Royal Walkabout as a way of raising morale in the face of the Blitz. The Queen spoke to the mothers of evacuated children.
The King and I know what it means to be parted from our children, and we can sympathise with those of you who have bravely consented to this separation for the sake of your little ones.
The war took its toll on the health of the King, and in 1952 he died. The Queen Mother was devastated, but she decided against retiring from public life. She took on a bulging calendar of royal duties and devoted her free time to national hunt racing. As the years rolled by, she had a growing number of grandchildren and great-grandchildren. A series of scandals and divorces in the House of Windsor only seemed to cast the Queen Mum more firmly in the role of royal matriarch. Her 100th birthday was marked by a spectacular pageant in London, during which she addressed the crowd.
It's been a wonderful evening. God bless you all, and thank you.
The Queen Mother underwent periods of ill health, including two hip replacement operations. It was during a sustained bout of illness that she learnt of the death of her youngest daughter, Princess Margaret. Against the advice of her doctors, she insisted on flying to Windsor to attend the funeral. It was typical of the much-admired royal, who frequently put duty first, and who won the admiration of many people in her long life.
Peter Russell now looks back at her life.
On the 4th of August 2000, the Queen Mother became a centenarian, the first member of the royal family to do so. The celebration was marked by a spectacular pageant in central London, and on her birthday a carriage drive down the Mall from her home at Clarence House, followed by a balcony appearance with a family at Buckingham Palace. The crowds that gathered in the Mall were testament to the enormous affection the public felt for Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother. Leading politicians, including Prime Minister Tony Blair and the Conservative leader William Hague, paid tribute to her.
She has enthused countless people, countless good causes, with her familiar smile, her sparkle, and of course, her wonderful hats.
The Queen Mother, devoted to her family and her country, has come to symbolise the sacrifices that our parents and grandparents made in order to preserve the freedoms that we all enjoy in Britain today.
And when the House of Commons sent their birthday congratulations in a loyal address, she responded with a message to them, which was read out by the then Speaker, Betty Boothroyd.
The main news, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, has died.